Good morning, y'all. It's a beautiful Saturday morning. Your Arizona Saturday morning tradition for put near 30 years. It's Rosie on the house, giving you a soft Saturday morning wake-up call. Man, have we got a show packed up for y'all today. Jennifer and I and Romy have kind of become intrigued here with their visits to the hardware show the last couple of years with American inventors. So we're going to have a few more conversations. We had the invention lady, as all of you remember listening last week, talking to us about what does it take to bring that one great idea to market. So today we're going to be visiting with a family that is inventing a particular shower head, as well as a family that has created a completely American-made clothing line. And that's harder than it sounds. So we'll be bringing that to you in the 7 o'clock hour. Of course, the 8 o'clock hour, we've got the outdoor living segment. You always hear us talking throughout the year, primarily in the hotter months of the year, about this concept and this tactic and this strategy called super cooling. Well, the father of super cooling will be joining us in the 9 o'clock hour, and we'll be talking about certain particular situations where super cooling could or couldn't be a great idea. And then we've got some new Roth certified partners joining us at 10 o'clock from Isley's Home Services, talking about prepping your air conditioner for the oncoming heat onslaught. That's all in today's show. You're not going to want to miss a minute of it. Now, I just want to give everybody a heads up. Arizona Game and Fish has this program. If you're looking for things to do with the kids to get them outside, Arizona Game and Fish, a few years ago, came up with this year-round program called the World of Wonder. And they take circumstances, situations, certain localities, and certain wildlife species and elect to highlight them for you and your family. They are bringing back the Bighorn Sheep Tours on Canyon Lake for July 1st and 2nd. Now, seating is extremely limited, so you're going to have to jump on this really quick. Again, it's open to kids 10 and over. You have to go to their website, azgfd.com. Right there on the home page, you'll see events. Click on the events for the Canyon Lake Bighorn Sheep Tour. You'll book your seat, and I'm telling you, you're going to have to jump early because these seats go really fast. Very limited seating. You're going to board one of the Arizona Game and Fish work boats with Arizona Game and Fish biologist, and you'll be touring the lake looking for the bighorn sheep that occupy those steep cliffs in and around Canyon Lake. In the hotter months of July, those bighorns tend to come down and reside much closer to the water. The chances of seeing them are much greater in the heat of the summer. And you have the added bonus that the sheep will just be finishing their mating season. Have you ever seen two bighorn sheep rams challenge each other for dominance with their ballerina stepping, head bashing conflicts? There's a chance you could see that on this tour. So, you know, as well as see bald eagles, a javelina, mule deer, you're going to be there with an Arizona Game and Fish biologist on your boat. So it's an extremely cool event. Get your kids there. Get them on the boat. Go to azgfd.com. It is a supremely unique way to tour Canyon Lake as well as see the iconic wildlife species, the bighorn sheep. Now, for those of you that are out there camping right now, it doesn't take a genius to figure out we're in wildfire season. So I want y'all to be particularly careful. Of course, no cigarette butts out the window. That just doesn't happen. I know it makes your car stink when you put the butts out in your car. I get that. But it makes the whole desert stink when you throw that butt outside the window and it starts a fire. So no cigarette butts out. Those of you towing utility vehicles and boats, your chains can be a particularly dangerous thing if it's dragging the pavement and sparking its way down the road. Make sure your chains are up off the slab, up off the pavement. If you need to shorten them just a little bit, all you do is you just twist the chain 3 or 4 or 5 times, and it puts the chain in a bind and lifts it up, shortens it, and keeps it up off the pavement. That's particularly dangerous when you're leaving the pavement and going into some particular off-road or dirt road adventure that you would be sparking all the way down the road. If you're needing to pull off the highway for any reason, do not pull off the highway when your car is hot into tall grass. Duh, right? The catalytic converter back there underneath your car at the tailpipe is only at about 450 degrees. Don't put it in a situation where it's buried in a bunch of tinder that could catch fire. So wildfire season is here. Be particularly careful. And if you're starting campfires, you've got to check where you're camping. The restrictions have started. The outright closures have started. So be extra careful. Should you start a campfire because it's legal where you are currently camping and it's okay, you've got to make sure that fire is out. You are not going to want to be that one person that everybody's looking for leaving that campfire with just a little bit of smoldering left. You dump water on it, you stir it, you spread it out within your fire ring, you dump more water on it again, dump it. All right? Now listen, I was talking to you all about inventors just a minute ago. Join us in an interview we've got here with Jennifer and someone that invented a shower head.
I am with Carrie Austin Dunkey Jacobs this morning. Carrie has joined me by phone. Carrie and I met at the 2014 National Hardware Show, and she was standing in front of this display with this shower head, and I thought, well, what's different about this shower head? Being from the desert, I'm always interested in things that have to do with water, and this shower head was a prototype, and Carrie had this vision and idea to have this shower head that was going to save you a lot of water. And so, of course, I stopped and had to know more about it, and Carrie and I quickly bonded. I think it took us all of, what, 2 minutes, Carrie? to realize that, hey, this is a kindred spirit. We bonded on so many levels. And so, Carrie, I want you to share with our listeners about this innovative device you've created to go with the showerhead.
What I created with my team is a device that actually works with an existing showerhead. What the Epiphany does, it includes a temperature and an ultrasound proximity sensors. So I'm going to just briefly tell you how it works, then you can picture this. So the feed tube coming out of your wall, and your showerhead's connected to that. Our device fits right in between there. And then once it's installed, it takes less than 5 minutes. You stand outside your shower, you turn your water on. The temperature sensor determines when the shower's up to temperature and then reduces the flow. And then you step into your shower, and the proximity sensor tells your shower to spray at full blast when you're near or underneath your shower head. And then when you naturally step back to shampoo or lather, the flow reduces. And then if you shave your legs in the shower, the sensor sees that you're naturally bending over to do that, and it reduces the flow even further. And when you stand up and move toward the shower head, full flow resumes. And then when you're done, you just turn the water off and you enjoy all the savings. It's completely automatic.
And wow, our listeners, Carrie, with the amount of water you're going to save. The percentage is mind-boggling.
It is. In our home, we've been using our device for many years now. On average, we're saving 50 to 60%. I can tell you that there are many times I'm up in the 70 and 80%, but on average, it's 50 to 60% on all shower-related costs. So the water, the energy source you're using to heat that water, and then, of course, your sewer to treat it.
Wow. So here we are, 4 years later from when we met, or is it, I guess, 3 years, and things have changed a lot from that first one that I saw.
Well, you remember the first model, it was kind of like, you know, a lot of first products, right? It was functional, but it wasn't exactly what I had envisioned, and I knew we needed to tweak it, and there were drawings and images, and one of them really resonated with one of my lifelong friends, and he happens to be well over 6 feet tall. And he shared his frustration with me about having to duck or crouch under most shower heads. So we made that first unit a little different. We made it more vertical so that we could give tall people like him additional height. And so today, the Epiphany DFO is so beautiful and wicked intelligent. It's very sleek looking, and with the choice of the most popular finishes available, it fits nicely into any decor. And then technically, we've perfected its artificial intelligence capabilities, and we added Bluetooth to fit into the smart Internet of Things world.
One of the things that we have a heart for in common is having things made in America, and I really admire how hard you have worked to make this happen. Tell us why that's important to you, Carrie.
Throughout this journey, people like you and thousands of other people have told us how pleased they are that we are engaging in a U.S.-based manufacturing ecosystem. From the hardware shows to all of my travels and those of my team, we get little notes and pats on the back and high fives like, you know, you guys, you're really leading by example, and we'd be willing to pay more for your product because it's a made-in-the-USA product. And I think I was sharing with you one time, turnaround times. I don't have that worry. You know, I can drive a couple of hours and I can be face to face with my manufacturer. So if there's any kind of a glitch, you know, those things happen when you're creating something from nothing, right? Mm-hmm. And it's so much nicer to be able to say they're right there. They have the same agenda. Quality control is all buttoned up. And at the end of the day, when you can look at the numbers and you say, oh my gosh, how competitive were these? It makes me sleep really well at night. And I'm so thrilled to be able to put U.S. workers back to work in many cases. I know it would make my grandparents and my great-grandparents very, very proud.
Well, we are just loving following your story, Carrie. We plan to keep up with you. And I wanted to tell our listeners, June, July, and August are big months for you. Looks like we're going to have some big breakthroughs and kind of be able to wrap this up. And by Christmas, we should be able to purchase this. And you told me that Amazon and Sharper Image have agreed to carry it. So we're going to keep our listeners posted and let them know where they can find the product as it comes out.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Yes, we'll be sending you all the latest and greatest so that you can share that with your listeners. And if there's anything else, I'll certainly get in touch with you and share that.
Thanks, Carrie. Thanks for joining us this Saturday.
Thanks, Rosie. Give my best to the family and hello to Arizona. Love you guys and thanks so much. God bless.